To See or Not to See, written by Narajeski. A Legends of Tomorrow, Mick Rory, Leonard Snartfick. Summary. Tumblr prompt. Coldwave picking out a movie to watch. Bonus if they end up at a blockbuster in the 90s. Written after Left Behind and before the next episode. The reform process Rip outlined was incredibly slow-going, Len thought resentfully. They hadn't actually made any progress in getting Mick back to himself at all. Rip's focus, unsurprisingly, appeared to be more about controlling the potential threat of Kronos than it was to turn Kronos back into Mick. Sarah, at least, tried to talk to Mick about his experiences, but it was pretty clear that she was hoping to see Mick as proof in concept for her own redemption, more than she actually cared about helping him for his own sake. Admittedly, Mick had shot her while he was still himself, but either way, they'd ended up taking Kronos with them on their most recent mission because Rip had refused to leave him alone on the Wave Rider. They'd put some sort of tracking device on him, something that could shock him unconscious if he tried to attack any of them. A goddamn shock collar, really. No matter how dainty it looked. Len had insisted on taking the leash himself, if only because he refused to let anyone else have that sort of power over Mick. He didn't trust anyone else. Jax, Kendra, and Ray would never use it, and Mick knew that. Stein, Rip, and Sarah would use it far too fast. Which is how the two of them ended up trooping through the end of nowhere in the 1990s. Mick in his Kronos suit and looking increasingly mutinous, lugging the loot, some Egyptian thing Len really couldn't give a damn, the long way, while the others created false trails to lead Savage off course. They'd been walking quite a while. Mick, Kronos, had laid off with the threats and the taunts for the time being, clearly waiting for a better opportunity. And then Len saw it.
"Hey, we're making a bit of a stopover,"
he said into his calm.
"We'll be back on the ship by the meet time."
"Run into trouble?"
Sarah asked.
"No, just want to take a less direct route,"
Len replied, purposefully vague, then shut down his communicator. Mick looked at him.
"Where are we going to go, then, partner?"
He sneered the last word as if it tasted bad.
"Just making a pit stop,"
Len said, and gestured over Mick's shoulder. Mick turned, and his eyes widened.
"Oh, hell no,"
he exclaimed, in what was easily the most Mick-like reaction he'd had to anything since he'd attacked them.
"What?"
Len said innocently, suppressing his glee at the familiar reaction.
"It's just blockbusters."
"I ain't gonna watch one of your stupid movies, Snart."
"The guy who spends his days in a giant glass cage doesn't get to pick what movie he watches,"
Len sniffed. Mick glared at him.
"No."
"What?"
"No. No Silence of the Lambs. I will kill you."
"You already threatened to kill me on a daily basis,"
Len said mildly.
"But fine, no Hannibal Lecter for you. I don't want you getting ideas. Come on, we're going in."
Mick trudged after him.
"It's cruel and unusual punishment, you know. Thought you heroes were against that."
"Movies are not cruel and unusual punishment, Mick."
"Your taste in movies is."
They walk inside the blockbuster and Len automatically pockets a bag of pixie sticks. It's not even intentional, it's just habit. Mick nearly gets him caught when he groans and buries his face in his hands.
"Shut up, will you? Now, let's see what we've got. We should probably go with something we've seen before, keep it in our comfort zone. Hey, how about 12 Monkeys? Time-traveling disasters, I'm sure that'll resonate with you."
Mick flipped him off. Len grinned.
How about Total Recall? That has some nice brainwashing sequences."
"I swear to God, Snart, if you even think about suggesting 1984.
Len put the movie back on the shelf, then moved down a bit and held up another one at random. Bourne Identity?
Seriously, Snart? Has that even been released yet?
The Manchurian Candidate?
Snart!
Fine, fine. No brainwashing flicks. I'll stop. Hey, look, they have one of those old seasons of Doctor Who.
Snart, I won't shoot you. I will shoot myself.
Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure?
Mick looked ready to throw something at Len's head, but this was easily the most fun he'd had since he'd found out who Kronos was.
Time Cop? Oh, hey, Terminator. Tell me you've done at least one of the lines from that. It fits your getup to a T.
Mick actually did throw something at his head. Luckily, Len had been expecting it. And he ducked, plucking the ancient Egyptian knife out of the crappy wooden shelves that had been behind him. The only loss was a lonesome copy of Back to the Future. Len laughed and showed it to Mick.
So that's a no to this one?
Len turned and edged out of the aisle before Mick was moved to more violence.
Hey, you!
He called to the person behind the counter.
I need a movie rec. The most cheesy, over-the-top science fiction flick you can think of that involves either time travel or brainwashing or both. The worse the better. Think to yourself, if you wanted to torture someone who hated crappy science fiction movies, really torture them, they murdered your dog sort of torture, what would you pick?
The overgrown teenager behind the desk thought about it for a minute.
Demolition Man? He suggested. You know, with Sylvester Stallone.
Len looked delighted. Mick looked horrified. In a move clearly born of intense desperation, Mick turned and grabbed something off the shelves.
We're watching this. It's got sci-fi and we're leaving. Now!
Len chuckled and followed Mick to the front of the store. The guy looked at their outfits. Mick was still in his Kronos gear, looking deadly and liable to resort to murder. And Len was armed with a gun in his holster. And made a face at them.
Weirdos.
Clearly, the survival instincts were not strong with this one.
We're attending a con,
Len said, still too amused to really take it personally.
Also, we'll take the bags of popcorn. Yes, all of them. Oh, and two of those bags of Sour Patch Kids. Mick here likes those.
The kid packed it all away into the bag and then turned to his computer for the movies.
Do you have a Blockbuster card?
Len rolled his eyes and pulled out the normal-style gun he'd lifted from one of Savage's flunkies earlier. See, Rip? He could do time-travel-style subtlety. He didn't want another no-unnecessary-out-of-time-cold-gun-uses lecture.
No, but you can empty out the cash register into the bag.
The kid paled and complied quickly. As they walked out of the Blockbuster, Len led the way, pretending he couldn't hear Mick laughing under his breath.
What'd you end up getting us, anyway?
Look for yourself.
Len looked.
Seriously? Aliens? Again?
What can I say? I like the flamethrower scene.
Len grinned.
Of course you do.
Does Gideon even have a hookup for VCRs?
We'll figure something out.
The end.